What's the secret to emotional health? What's the secret to emotional health? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Some might suggest it's healthier self-esteem, a better body, or more money. However, none of these bring a permanent solution. I've counseled thousands of people over the past 36 years. It's been a tremendous journey of healing and hope. It's also been a process of discovery. All of my education and degrees did not fully prepare me for the horrors people had suffered. I counseled people who suffered from child sexual abuse, human trafficking, physical abuse, abandonment, divorce, alcoholism, drug addictions, spousal abuse, suicide, cancer, and even murder. I'll never forget the day that a man entered my office for counseling. I'd only seen him for a few sessions before he showed up in my office with a small brown paper bag. It was not unusual for clients to bring me a gift, cookies, or a book. But this day was different. I innocently asked him what he had in his brown paper bag. He calmly pulled out a large revolver and said, "It's a .357 Magnum. I've loaded it with hollow point bullets." Then he pointed it at my face. Nobody had prepared me for this. I never heard this man. In fact, I was trying to help him. But I discovered a principle that would shape my teachings and counseling for the rest of my life. This man had a heart full of pain, and it turned to anger. King David understood this principle. He asked God, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Jesus later revealed this truth, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man." Matthew 15:18. Have you ever been surprised by someone's heart issues? Have you ever been motivated by your own heart issues? May I encourage you to work on the condition of your heart? Could you spend time daily forgiving and being forgiven? Could you make sure that you don't let the sun go down in your anger? Ephesians 4:26. May I encourage you to seek the healing for your past? Because God can do it. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet. P.S. The story with the gun ended well, but it's too long to share with you right now. In a few weeks, I'll share the rest of my story.